Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate. Crazy stuff going on right now. We've got so much going on, I don't even know where to start. But we were going to have Jeffrey Prather on our show, and he's kind of like the inside guy. He knows exactly what's going down on the inside and what's happening. And we had so many technical difficulties, we just had to can it. And we'll bring him on later, probably after the holidays, because he's really busy. We were lucky to get him, but I did get some information from him. And one of the things I asked him was about, you know, all this stuff about China, you know, and definitely Trudeau is holding exercises with China to learn how to fight in extreme, you know, conditions and snow and things like that, which, you know, what the hell is he doing and why, you know, but he's bought and sold by the Chinese, of course, you know, the global leader on him. But they're having all these exercises on the border, which makes one think. Now, there's a lot of information about this bunker buster bomb and the 50,000 supposed Chinese troops that were blown up in this bunker buster bomb. And he told us that that wasn't true. That part wasn't true. But a lot of the crazy stuff with China is going on with females, basically, and a lot of honeypots. And they're... You know, they're in the country as students and things like that. And then they hook into political people and, you know, start having affairs with them and start shoveling money into their accounts like I call them small oil, you know, because it's a very small oil to draw from. But, you know, that's hitting in the news. Actually, it's really covered up. It should be front page news, but, you know, that was a big one, but that's a major, he's majorly compromised as well as many, many others, but that's all going to come out. We're going to see China Gate, and it's going to be the biggest gate we've seen so far next to Pizza Gate, you know, but anyway, now other people reported and said this thing is true. So, you know, this one, I got a feeling that most of it's true, but the part about the bomb and the 50,000 troops, I'm just not feeling that yet. There's nothing, there's no real evidence of it. You know, there is an area that looks like it's been clear cut. It looks like the ground's been really disturbed there, but, you know, I guess time will tell, we'll find out. Something else in the news, we had Gina. Well, we had William Barr step down, and Gina Haspel with CIA is missing in action, basically nowhere to be found. And there's also rumor that she was shot and arrested in a firefight over the Dominion servers in Germany. So there's a lot of ambiguous stuff about that as well. I really do think that was real. They did snag a bunch of servers in other countries, which, you know, our votes should not be tallied in other countries. You know, that's a big giveaway right there, you know. And you know, I think about, you know, that brings us to Christopher Wray. You know, it looks like what the heck are these guys doing? So anyway, it looks like Mr. Barr allegedly, you know, had a $12 million bonus, and that was on the airwaves from Dominion. And I'm saying allegedly, I don't know if that's true, but and he said that's under investigation, you know. And you know, so Dominion's under extreme investigation for voter fraud. And when Barr was saying there is no voter fraud, or I don't see any voter fraud, there might be a little conflict of interest there. So it might be why he's stepping down, or there might be something else. I don't know. But I hope that comes out. You know, I like Barr. I thought he was, I really liked the guy, and I was really hoping he'd be taken down the deep state. But I don't know. We'll see. The Securities and Exchange Commission are the ones that came out with that report. So we'll see what happens there. And again, you know, that's part of the reason why he saw no fraud or did not investigate, you know, the election, which was crazy. And so, you know, they had Hillary's server, Wiener's laptop, Biden's laptop, all with extremely incriminating evidence. You know, everything from bribes, sexual misconduct, drugs, you know, with minors. You know, behavior is so decadent, made seasoned cops cry, you know, so all the way up to treason. So they've had some of this, most of this evidence for over 5 years, and none of this has happened. So why hasn't this been investigated, and why hasn't it been made public? You know, where are the investigative reporters, especially with the Biden, you know, the bribes there? You know, I guess they uncovered at least $300 million, might even be more than that, you know, that have come from Russia and China, you know, but we aren't hearing that. So, you know, that might be a reason why they call him Beijing Biden, you know, but yes, the guy's compromised. He can't be president. I'm sorry. So we go to the Supreme Court now, and it's also been compromised. John Roberts has ties to Epstein and is shown in pictures with Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, sitting on a sofa, and he's also on the flight log. So there's others, too, that may be compromised with that same situation. We'll see. But, you know, when deliberating as to whether or not to take the Texas voter fraud case, Mr. Roberts was heard screaming about riots and saying, et cetera, threatening consequences to taking up the case. So obviously there's another agenda going on there, which is in a way is good because, you know, they went through all the steps, the legal steps to bring this out. And it's just so corrupt all the way through the whole system that, you know, the next step is going to be, you know, with the military. So with the mountain of evidence gathered by cybersecurity, military intelligence, and other investigators, you know, with rigged voting and tabulation machines, along with the millions of ballots made in China, hundreds of thousands of ballots crossing state lines, later to be inserted, causing massive spikes after the polls closed, there was massive corruption. I don't care what they're saying. They're trying to cover it up, and they're bringing these experts on and saying, oh, there's no way there could be, the machines are totally safe. There's no way they can be corrupted. And, you know, they ran 100 votes for Trump, 100 votes for Biden through this machine, and it came out 70 votes for Trump and 126 for Biden. So that's obvious right there that they're front-loaded, you know, no doubt about it. People started crying when they saw the results. They go, that means our vote doesn't count, you know, so... So anyway, so Trump has no other choice after exhausting all legal means in an extremely corrupt system to invoke the Insurrection Act. So there'll be temporary military law, and you know, they'll have the military tribunal system work out the details on that one. So if your vote doesn't count, you know, you don't have a republic. You know, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. We're each man and woman are king and queen, and our votes matter. And we've had enough of, you know, narcissistic, deceptive, corrupt, global elite puppets in there. And we even had a queen in there at one time. So I'll let you figure that one out. But we won't go any further with that. But, you know, a Twitter note from the real Donald Trump tweeted out that, you know, he did exactly that. He stated, you know, instated the Insurrection Act. So, you know, it was instantly taken down, so we don't know whether it stands or not, if this is real or not. But I did get a copy of it before it was taken down, thanks to some awesome people that keep me informed about these things. So now what I'm getting from the higher dimensional beings and also other sources, too, that they're saying within the next 7 days, you know, there's going to be a lot going down. And there's going to be mass arrests, some already happening, excuse me, with lots of traffic to Gitmo and a lot of military movements right now. So a lot of planes going back and forth to get, you know, they're dropping somebody off there, you know, obviously. So, And so I'd expect, you're going to know about this within the next 7 days. And there's probably going to be about 9 days of disruption, after the 7 days, So I'd expect about 15, 16 days, could be a little longer, to get everything back on track. So anyway, it's a good thing. There's nothing to fear, but be prepared on every level, defend and protect your families. This is not a fear message. It's time to lovingly and joyously prepare. That's what Baba G says all the time. When I ask him, I said, what do you do here? And he goes, lovingly and joyously prepare. Don't get into fear. So you can use this time to do cleanses, meditate, stay close to home. And again, these aren't exact dates. That's what it's looking like right now. So, we've watched the lamestream media and social media lie, distort the truth, interfere in the election, make claims of president-elect before the polls close. There's no office of the president-elect, and it's just crazy. The press does not install the president. They have to go through the whole system. And we're not even there yet. So anyway, Trump was way ahead, in the polls before the insertion was now looking like hundreds of thousands, if not millions of ballots and rigged voting machines. So this is all going to come to light regardless of the Orwellian double speaking pathological liars in the lamestream news and social media. And it looks like they are going to be held accountable. So woohoo on that one. Here, lots of cheers coming out on that one, because I know we are all done with it. The people that know, that have direct knowing, that are sensitive or awake, people send me emails all the time saying, I cannot watch these people. I can't watch the press. I can't watch Biden. I can't even look at these people. I just get ill. And these people are really sensitive, and they feel that energy, and I'm the same way. It's just like, these guys are definitely not saints, put it that way. And matter of fact, they're probably at the full other end of the spectrum. But anyway, on a different note, a lot of you have been felt really off lately. You've been feeling mood swings and highs and lows, and there's two things happening here. The Schumann resonance is off the scale again. The sun is acting up. And it's almost starting to look like end time madness that all the prophets talked about is coming. But a lot of people aren't dealing very well, with this energy. And people are feeling the collective consciousness. You'll feel extreme sadness. If you're empathetic or sensitive, you'll feel all the sadness. Some people are just crying and they don't know what's going on. And, the earth is purging, the collective consciousness is purging. A lot of people are feeling that and helping the process. So don't check yourself into the funny farm. You're probably fine. You're just overly sensitive or empathic, So it's just part of the process. So everything is coming to the surface right now. We can't shove things under the rug anymore. And this is happening in every aspect of our lives. The institutions are being exposed. Relationships are rough. And chaos seems to be the order of the day. And this is all to be expected as part of the vibrational lifting and waking and healing process. And we're in it big time. You can't. So we're fast approaching critical mass and the tipping point. Most believe, this will be this December 21st, with Saturn and Jupiter aligning in what some people call it the star of Bethlehem when they merge, and it happens every 800 years or so. But we're going to be doing a personal and world healing meditation on East City Stargate on this channel. And so be sure and tune in at 10 a.m. on the 21st Pacific Standard Time. And we'll have some well-known guests popping in after the meditation. That'll be announced. We're lining everybody up right now. So as far as the news, that's basically, I wanted to get that out and let people know that, shifts are happening. It's really good to do your meditation, do your clearing work. Get centered in, drink a lot of water, get yourself, grounded and get through these times and just chill out, find something else to do. Don't go into fear or worry, this will sort itself out. I love that saying, this too shall pass, so that's one of my favorite sayings anyway, but anyway, tonight, what we want to do in the chat, we can answer questions. So if you have any questions, my lovely assistant Myra here is writing down some of the questions. And so we can go ahead and answer the questions. And if I don't have the answer, I'll just make something up. No, I'm just kidding. You know, it's like, if I don't have an answer to something, I'll just say, I don't know. I don't have any problem with saying, I don't know. I said, this is what I think might happen, whatever. But a lot of people need to have all the answers. You know, I feel that everything fits perfectly into the great mystery, and I have no problem with not knowing some things. So it's like my fire's dying out in the back, but I'm about to get that going, but it'll start up by itself. But anyway, what have we got on the question board?
Merkaba was wondering, why are so many saying we'll ascend this 21st?
Oh, man. You know, I wouldn't quit your day job on that as far as ascending on the 21st. We've gone through like so many of these dates where everybody's going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and ascend. And I know a lot of people, they quit their jobs. They sold everything, sold their houses and their businesses and everything, and maxed out their credit cards because they figured, hey, what the heck? You know, I won't have to pay it because we're all going to ascend. And it didn't work out too well for them. So, you know, what I see is this is a tipping point. It's a pivotal point where we can all really do our part to push this snowball over the edge. It's already over the edge. It's moving. We can just push it further over the edge and get it rolling. It's a golden opportunity to make our own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. And it's also, everything is exponentially building up to this point. And so it's a golden opportunity with the planetary alignment and everything else to really take a quantum leap in consciousness. There may be some people ascending, you know, I wouldn't, there's a lot of people that are telling me they're already in the fifth dimension, so they don't have to do anything. And, you know, and I always tell them, well, you know, you have a physical body, so you need to take care of it. And they go, well, this is all an illusion anyway. And so I said, well, take a run at that tree over there and get back to me, you know. So we do need to be practical. We do have a physical body. It has physical needs. We need to take care of it. You know, if you can levitate and bilocate and just live off of prana, which is possible, then great. If you can jump dimensions, that's great. You know, this message isn't for you, you know, because you don't need a message. You have your own message. But I wouldn't quit your day job, basically. This is just an opportunity to really take a quantum leap in consciousness and help the planet and help others in the shift as well.
Okay, Damselfly was wondering, where can we get more information on Team Sydney saying Trump won with 410 to 128?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was on the servers in Germany before it was all rigged. But that was what came up on the servers, and people testified to that. They have the documents on it. And so probably you'd have to go to Team Sydney to get that. I did see it. I saw it a long time ago, and they keep bringing that up. But it was a landslide. It was a total landslide. And then when they realized that, they had to rush and just really stack the ballots and insert all the ballots to, you notice like Trump was way ahead. And even though they already rigged it and he it was such a landslide that they had to like triple rig it, you know, and they had to bring in all these a lot more ballots and things like that to make it do. So I'm watching the guys lie. They're interrogating these guys and go, well, the ballots prove that this was not rigged and everything else. Well, the ballots are rigged too. So the ballots are rigged. The machines are rigged. They had to shut down the polls to insert all the ballots to match the machine rigging. It's a mess. It'll all be sorted out. Just keep an eye on it. You won't hear it sorted out in the lamestream news. Forget about that. Watch OAN or Newsmax or one of these other ones, and it'll come out there. So there's some great reporters there. They're starting to bring this out, and that's where you'll hear it. But you won't in the lamestream news. They'll lie all the way to the end until they end up in their orange suit, basically.
Hey, Smiley B. James, have you heard about a cosmic egg in some kind of box within Uhura, Uhuru, and meditation on the 21st to bring love to Earth can help Gaia to ascend?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't know. I've heard about the cosmic egg, and there's a lot of stories that the elders talk about over there in Uhuru. And I've been there. I've had amazing experiences there. I work a lot with Brendan Murray, who's king of the Raven Tribes. And, I mean, that's a whole show in itself, which we should do. We should do a show. I'll bring him on again, and we'll show all the footage and everything. But everything actually began in Australia. And from there, they went to Africa, and it's all written in stone. Everything is there if people want to do the research. But the Aboriginal people are the original people. We all have Aboriginal DNA, every one of us on the planet. And DNA is always communicating. That ties all of us together, no matter what. So we're always communicating with each other. We're always connected. And just even on a DNA level, not just spiritual or mental or emotional. So anyway, yeah, there is a major meditation going on there, as there are with a lot of other elders around the planet. A lot of Native American elders, other Indigenous elders are all coming together at this time. So, you know, pick your culture, basically. It doesn't matter. Everybody ends up at the same place.
Okay, Cassandra wants to know what's going on here with the vaccine stuff.
Oh, God, the vaccines. Well, you know, it was on the BBS news that they had 100 people that were given the vaccine, and they signed NDAs, and all 100 of them, those were the Gates vaccine, died. And so that wasn't good for the vaccine program. A lot of people are dying. They just inoculated a nurse, and they had it live in there, and she just got the inoculation, and 10 or 15 minutes later, she passed out. And, you know, rumor has it that she's dead. She died, you know, shortly after that. And that was their poster girl, you know, that, and she dropped right on the news while they're showing the news. So that didn't work out well. A lot of people are not doing too well with this vaccine, and it's way too soon. You know, if you go to the CDC website, they don't have an isolate. They don't even have the virus. How are they making a vaccine? So what is this vaccine for? It's for something else. And they had the patent on these vaccines and the test kits and everything back in 2005, 2007. And one lady asked me, she was challenging things. And I said, well, they used the test kits and they tested a pawpaw fruit, a goat, a can of Coke, and they sent over 200 in that haven't been used to get tested, and they're all positive. So obviously the numbers are rigged. It's not what, you know, and a lot of, I think, I don't know how many thousands of doctors now are coming forward and saying, this is the flu, you know, this is, and they're saying that, you know, COVID's hardly anything. It's not very strong. It's a very weak attempt to shut things down. And there's no reason to shut down the government. And the masks are ridiculous, too. They create secondary bacterial pneumonia. Back in the day, and this is a paper written by Fauci, that I think it was the Spanish flu, yeah. When they tested them out, they found that most people died of bacterial pneumonia from wearing the mask, not from Spanish flu. So, you know, basically, all this is tying into population control, if you ask me. It's tying into population control. It's tying into just domination and control, seeing how far people will take it. And on every level, when you look at it, it makes no sense whatsoever. So, and my thing is, I go, well, you got a known eugenicist bragging about how his vaccines are going to take care of the population problem on TED Talks, and then you go and get jabbed by his vaccine. you know, where's the thinking? This is like the Darwin Awards, you know, people removing themselves from the gene pool just because they're not paying attention. They're so critically engineered, their research and critical thinking impaired, you know, and it's sad. It's sad watching these people who believe in these doctors. They believe in the system. I would like them to interview those doctors that gave that nurse the shot and watched her drop and die on TV. I want to hear what they have to say. So how do you feel about what you just did? Yeah, you still want these vaccines out, you know, and see what they have to say, you know, and you know, they're making millions and billions of dollars on this stuff. So that's what's going on. Don't do it, period. Yeah, that's my thing. There's other safe alternatives. And if I say them, I'll get in trouble, but do the research. But there's several very simple ways to get rid of it. And if you do the research, you know, look what Trump took. You know, go look it up and see what he took, knocked it right out. You know, there's a lot of other doctors out there that are talking about, you know, it's very cheap alternatives to get rid of it. So, you know, at the ranch here, we do, and again, I'm not practicing medicine, I'm just telling you what we do is we use, what are we putting in it? We're putting zinc, and then we have our own vitamin D, quinine, zinc, and making teas and things like that, high C, you know, levels of C, and boosting our immune systems up. So it's not a problem, you know, and I think I already got it once and it was like nothing, you know, it's like no big deal. So anyway, to most people, it isn't a big deal. If you just look at the real numbers, you know, if there's all these thousands and thousands of body bags and trucks and everything loaded up with people who died of COVID, how come they don't have an isolate? Why don't they just go out to the truck or one of the bags and take some blood? Then they have the isolate. How come they don't have one? You know, what's that telling you? So that's on the CDC website. That's, you know, go look it up. You know, so there's a lot more to that. There's a whole alternative. You know, really, you really think about it. It came from China. We're in an economic warfare with China. It crashed our economy. They're still crashing our economy. They're still locking down. They're still shutting down the businesses. And the people that are doing these draconian measures have all taken huge, huge donations from China and Soros. Both of them are committed to taking down America. So follow the money and find the people that are doing the draconian methods. And that's what the agenda is.
We have a lot of questions about the solar flash event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What time we got on here? Yeah, we got plenty of time. The solar flash. The Earth, what's happening right now is, the sun basically has got these massive coronal holes on it, and it's really gone through changes. And it's like a revolving cannon, and it's just blasting shots. It would be like kill shots. And so far, it's been missing us. And we had one hit last week that hit pretty good. But, you know, it's been missing us over and over again. Hang on just a second. I have pictures, and these are NASA photos of massive ships parked between us and the sun. And they expand their fields, and they've been absorbing these kill shots. So there may be an event that is so big, they may not be able to deal with it, to shield from it. I'm not sure. What I was told is that there was going to be a succession of waves of energy, and that's been the case, coming through the planet one after another, they're getting exponentially stronger, and it's vibrationally lifting. It's part of the awakening and healing. It's increasing the frequencies of the Earth. And so, and that's been going on for quite some time. And I think it's going to escalate to the point where we do hit that critical mass or that flipping point. And that's where it's going. Is there going to be a kill shot? There's already been kill shots, and they've been blocked so far. Is there going to be a solar flash? Possibly. You know, there could be. It's a good question. I think I need to sit with that and spend more time with it. But so far, they've told me that it's going to be a series of waves coming through and getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's been the case so far. But it does feel everything's building to something. You know, you can feel it. And there's going to be incredible changes on every level, social, economic, physical earth changes as well. The earth is expanding, absorbing all this energy. She's got to bust loose. Volcanoes are going off. One just went 50,000 feet over there near Tahiti, somewhere in that area. But anyway, it's on. And we are in those times right now.
Any more? Yes. Anna
wants to know,
are we going to lose power and when and how much
food
we should stock up on?
You know what? I would definitely prepare as if you are going to lose power. You know, here we're set up anyway. We have wood stoves and we can cook, and our water heater is propane, and it lasts about a year, almost 6 months to a year. So top off your tanks, you know, now top off your gas tanks, get enough food. I'd minimum 2 weeks food, just get some 2 weeks. And that's not that hard to do. Just get some rice and beans, get a bag of rice, a bag of beans, and you can add to it, you know, whatever else you want to add to it. So it's not that hard to do, but, you know, I think it's good to be wise, just with the severe weather, the solar, events are going to create severe weather. We're already seeing that. We're seeing incredible snowfalls. You're going to see higher winds, you know, more earthquake and volcanic activity as well. So just with all the natural disasters that are escalating right now, it's wise to have, you know, some food stored. It's just common sense. Everybody goes, well, you're living in fear, you know, and, you know, I always tell people, they go, you're not living in the present. And I said, well, if you're enlightened, you're aware of future moments, you know, too. And if you love yourself, you're going to prepare. So, and if you have loved ones and other people, prepare as well. And, you know, those of you who are blessed with abundance, it's a good idea to help your neighbors out and get more, get a little extra, you know, for your friends and family.
She also wanted to know if we'll be meeting our star families with the changes in the energies.
Definitely, we will be reuniting with our star families. It's already happened on many levels. The masses will eventually reunite with the star families. I don't see that happening until this shift happens, where we got to get rid of all these deep state corrupt psychopaths that have been running the show, the tyrants. And we're in the last waltz of the tyrants. They're imploding. And when that's done, they can come in. It's not their job to come in and war on these tyrants. So we need to clean it up and create a safe space for them to come into. And when we have that, when we're aligned with universal law and we have it created that space, you know, they'll come and they're going to bring their technologies and they're going to bring their med beds and they're going to bring their technologies beyond your wildest dreams. They've transcended all disease and poverty, and they have no energy challenge anymore. They can create all the energy they want. They have anti-gravity, counter-gravity. They have everything, but we have to clean up our consciousness. And those who have done their work, that have done their process-oriented therapy, and they've done healing of their wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, those people are already having contact. And some people are having contact that don't even know they're having contact. They think it's Mary or Jesus or somebody else coming to them. And it may very well be, but a lot of times their ears are ringing, they're getting downloads, they're feeling energy in their body, pulsing, tingling, all that stuff. That's all contact. And it's happening on a huge scale right now. And so, I mean, it's like, every hour it seems like somebody's coming in, some higher dimensional being is popping in, saying hi and doing some kind of, you know, healing or information or something like that. which I can use all the healing I can get. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Everybody goes, oh, God, you get to meditate. You get to hang out with the masters and everything else. Well, the dark side, they take their pot shots at you on a regular basis. And, you know, I'm always clearing that energy off me and taking hits and things like that. So it's not the cakewalk people think. The closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. That's a yoga expression. And so we really need to learn how to heal unseen negative influences. That's on our website at eseti.org. It's free. And if we all did clearings and cleared any unseen negative influence, cleared our space, you can clear your house, your business. You can do world healings and clear the white hats, you know, send them energy, do clearings for them, because there's a multidimensional war going on and they're fighting against seen and unseen energy. So, you know, we can all do our part to lift these unseen energies off by calling in the higher dimensional beings and clear these out. So the techniques are on the website. They work. It's a power tool. Be sure and plug it in, you know.
So the next question is from Lancelot. How much truth is there to all these claims on the Galactic Federation waiting for us to be ready to join them? Is there anything going to happen on December 21st?
Well, what I think is again, they use the natural cycles. And when there's openings, they come in. And you're going to see a lot of them in the skies. And when everybody's looking up at the sun or at the moon on solar eclipse or lunar eclipse, all of a sudden you see all these sightings pick up because, you know, we're looking up. You know, most people just look at their feet and don't see anything. And they're in, you know, they come home, turn on the TV, grab a beer and a pizza, and that's it, you know. So, but if you're out in nature a lot and you're looking at the sky, you're going to see all kinds of things up there. And it's busy. It's really busy. It's busy here lately. We have clear skies. I walk out and I go, oh my God, you know, they're like, when I was down in Mexico, I was with this friend of mine, Linda, and we were talking about the ships and everything. And she was wondering what the star was, you know, and I was looking, I said, I think that's Vega from where it is. You know, we're looking up, all of a sudden this big ship just goes, comes down right over us, powers up and then goes back up, you know? So, and that was only clear sky we had. It was cloudy the rest of the time. So it's like, you know, what are the odds, you know, that one time we have clear and we're looking up in the sky, the ship pops in and says hi. So they're there, you know, we just need to make, you know, open. It's all about loving heart, have an open mind, loving heart and pure intent, focus on love and joy and bliss, send that energy out with the intent of having contact with the benevolent ones and see what happens. And the mind in which you seek is a mind in which you connect. So again, focus on the higher consciousness and energy, and that's the beings you work with.
So it is, Ryan, is soul harvesting real? And are we forced into reincarnation?
You know, I've heard different stories about that. I really, if you know how vast and how powerful the soul is, I really don't think you can harvest it. It's massive. It's all your incarnations are in there. I don't think you can do that. You can trap people in the lower dimensions, in the mental planes and emotional planes. A lot of people are stuck there anyway because they have a lot of unfinished business and they didn't go anywhere. They had a very unexpected death, or it happened really quickly and they get stuck and don't even know they're dead. Things like that can happen. And those, you can trap the mental, emotional body. On a soul level, it's much bigger than that. It's much stronger than that. So good luck with that one. I don't think you can trap that part of a being. You can, just like on the physical, you can actually, there are techniques of creating a wedge between your soul. So all you have is a mental body and emotional body, and other beings will step in and take over that body. And that's done through ritual and things like that. That's possible as well. And that happens on a regular basis, more than you'd want to know, you know. So, but again, you can heal these unseen negative influences. There are techniques to do that. And you have to sever all contracts, all agreements, because a lot of us made agreements in error, you know, in ignorance, and didn't really know what we were agreeing to. And so you got to clear those out as well.
Are the reptilians removed from Earth? Harmon wants to know.
Most of the reptilians are. What I've heard from certain people, and I'm just going to tell you my point of view. I've had quite a few lifetimes where I can't even tell you my name because I'm known for what some of the skirmishes I've had with quite a few reptilians. But I never really got along with them. I never, and in the past, I had a lot of bad blood there. So there's some people that say there are benevolent ones. And I've heard people say, yeah, I have a benevolent reptilian lover. And as soon as they said no, things got nasty. You know, I personally, I'm open to the fact that there might be some benevolent ones out there, but I'm also extremely discerning about that. And they would have to work through my higher dimensions to be able to work with them. But right now, you know, I think right now it's important that people maintain their own energies and bring your energy in and make your own personal connection with Creator, Great Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. And it's really important right now because if the beings are not there to empower you to make your own personal connection with Source, and if they're going to take over your life and tell you what to do in every situation, then they're not operating from a high frequency. And they're probably feeding on your energy. So I would strongly suggest pull your energies back if you do have reptilians hanging around you. But most of them are removed. There might be a few left. And I'm really hoping there are some good ones. But I know a lot of times the reptilian mind just doesn't function the same way our minds do. And so if they have evolved into the frontal lobe and the mammalian brain, you know, which that's a possibility, maybe through a hybrid or something like that, then could happen. You know, anything could happen.
A lot of people have a question about tinnitus, like they're getting ringing in their ears.
Yeah.
And the doctors are telling them that they have tinnitus.
Yeah. First of all, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. Second of all, the ringing in your ear in many cases is a download coming in. It's high frequency information coming straight into your subconscious. So when you hear that, just sit with it. Sit down and sit with it. And a lot of times it's information that you're going to use later because they can look forward and backward in time. Time's not an issue to them. And so they're going to give you information. All of a sudden you'll have this information. You go, where'd that come from? Why did I know this? You know, why did I know I needed to do this at this time? And it's because it was downloaded. It was, you know, from the higher dimensional beings.
I wanted to know, how could she tell if she was correctly meditating?
Look at our time here. We've got plenty of time. Correctly meditating. I mean, there's the different types of meditations. The lamas I studied with, I love what one of the lamas said. He said, you know, go out in nature, sit down and shut up, you know. And you know, to me, people will say you have to stop the mind, blank out the mind, forget it. That's self-destructive. You're never going to do it. But what you do is you observe the mind and you observe the breath. And there's a lot of different ways of doing it. And you observe your emotions and you focus on love and joy and bliss till you become it. That's what the yogis do. But when the thought comes up into your mind, you just bless it and love it and take it up a higher notch. And what happens is pretty soon, if you try to blank out the mind, the trying part of you is the ego and you're locked into the ego. You're not going to go anywhere. So you just have to surrender, release it. Don't judge yourself for the thoughts coming through and just be an observer and just let them run. Let it run. It'll run out. And then you'll go to the next level and just focus on love and joy and bliss again. Go back to the breath if you want and then let it run and it'll go to the next level. And then pretty soon you'll get to that state. And the more you do it, the more you can actually reach that state of emptiness And it's very easy to get into, but it takes practice to do it. And some people are just there naturally, you know, but there's fractional release meditations. There's physical, where you let the energy out of each part of your body. There's meditations for guidance. You know, there's meditations for healing. You know, there's a lot of different types of meditation. So it depends on what your goal is.
People are wondering
the
time for the meditation.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to start about 10:22 is we'll be mainly setting up and talking a little bit from 10 on. And then 10:22 is the meditation. And we're going to go through every aspect of your body and healing and going up to the higher dimensions and sending energy back to the earth. And that'll be at 10:22 is when we really go into it. And then after that, we'll bring on guests, you know, to give say hi and give a little updates on, you know, what they're up to and what their insights are. So again, 10:22 Pacific Standard Time. So that's when the solstice is happening in our area.
If people are getting that tweet about Trump claiming martial law, wondering what your opinion.
Yeah, I talked about that earlier. The tweet did supposedly come out. It said real Donald Trump. It was supposed to be, it looked legit, but then it went down. If you go back and try to find it, it's not there, which could be Twitter. I mean, Twitter's always taking this stuff down, censoring it and everything. So that is where things were going. That's what all his advisors were wanting to do. And there's really no other option. You know, I don't think any of the other courts are going to pull anything off. So, and that's where it needs to go. You know, it's not what he wanted to do. He tried to do it other ways, but there's just so much opposition. It's so corrupt that he can't do it. And, you know, if your vote doesn't matter, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican or whatever. If your vote doesn't matter, you know, whichever side you're on, you know, this needs to come out, needs to be exposed, and the people need to be held accountable that were involved in this.
Will's wondering what's your view, David Wilcox report from the U.S. Naval Institute that U.S. warships are protecting our country now. Have you heard it?
Yeah. I have heard that from many different sources that we have both the East and the West Coast recovered, you know, just in case any shenanigans might happen. But the insiders that I've talked to, they said there's really not going to be a physical war, but it's just good common sense to be prepared just in case. But most of the war is done through financial and through corruption, through bribes and honeypots, you know. That's how they gain control. And unfortunately, you know, they do have a lot of control because of the bribes and the donations and the honeypots and everything else. So that's all going to come out. You know, that's going to, between the Epsteins and all the other stuff, that's all going to surface. And, you know, people are going to, you know, have to be held accountable for what they've done. Yeah, I'm all for, you know, okay, you know, some people got caught up in that. I can say, yeah, you hear about, you know, you get in with the club, you really want to do something, you want to be important, you want to get in politics and everything else, and you get invited out this island with all these powerful people, and then things go weird, and, you know, and you succumb to the seduction and or the alcohol or whatever else. I mean, these are all traps. And so they've trapped a lot of good people, and they, you know, trapped a lot of rotten people too as well. So I think each case needs to be looked at differently, and some people need to just come clean and just say, yeah, I got hooked. You know, I screwed up. I got hooked into that, and it is real, and testify accordingly. And, you know, and they should be lenient, you know, should be a lot of reconciliation and you know, there's different ways of handling that, but some people really do need to be, held accountable for some stuff that I can't even go into. It's so ugly. They need to be dealt with.
How do you know the difference between your higher self and your higher being downloads?
Well, Well, basically, we're multidimensional beings, and we exist on a vibrational continuum. So the best way, everybody has a different outline for this, but the TIC has a good one for people that are more Christian-based, and America's more Christian-based kind of. But, you know, basically, they say you have your physical body, you have your mental body, and then you have your emotional body, which is much bigger than your physical body. And then you have your astral body, and your astral body has within it all of the past lives and memories of that. And then above that is your etheric body, and that is minus any of the wounds and traumas in the past life and all the distortions in the lower bodies. And your etheric body is your whole and healthy, perfect self. Some people call it the blue body, and that blue body, you want to create a communication with your physical body all the way down to the atom. And that's how you get spontaneous healings, and that's how you heal the body, by making that connection. And then above that, the etheric body, you have what some people call Christ, your Christ consciousness, or fifth dimensional body. And then you go into the sixth dimension, which is your kind of like your I am, you might say, or God self body. And then above that, you have a cosmic body, and it goes on up. But everybody has a different outline or different words. You know, some have, in India, they have all these Sanskrit words for all that. But basically, that's how it works. And the simplest way to understand, it's a vibrational continuum. And as you rise up in consciousness, and the more you expand in consciousness and awareness, and the higher vibrational thoughts are love and joy and bliss. So the more you focus on that, the more you expand. And the more you connect with those aspects of yourself that are operating on a much higher frequency. And usually the amount of love and joy and bliss that comes with the connection will tell you how high you've gone in that, on that vibration continuum. Hope that helps, but that's the best way I can explain it.
James, have you ever heard of or seen a being that is very close to a duck face? Truth Freedom says that they have a crazy picture that showed up on their camera when filming UFOs.
As a duck face.
As a duck face, yeah.
I tell you, man, I've seen so many things. They take all different forms when they're in a light body. They can take any form they want. We just took some prints out here that look like a giant duck feet, and in our backyard here, and I've never seen an animal like that. It's not. There's three big toes all together, and they're fat, and they're walking along, and then they just disappear. And I've seen a lot of tracks, everything. I've never seen anything like that, so I have no idea what it is. But, you know, we've seen some crazy tracks. We've seen some tracks that look reptilian. They look almost like dinosaur tracks and stuff like that. So there's so many different beings out there, and they come in every size, shape, and color, and every frequency, you know. So it's really good to develop your inner sensitivity so you can sense the intention and frequency of a being, you know, before you work with them. But, you know, a lot like Corey Good talks about the avians. They haven't come to me. Yeah, I'm not saying they don't exist. I haven't. I've seen something similar, but I haven't seen the ones that he sees. But that doesn't mean anything, because if you're working with a certain group, like I work a lot with the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedans, and those groups. And so because I'm working so tightly with those groups, other groups stay away. They don't want to interfere with what's going on there. And they have agreements and things like that. So it doesn't mean they don't exist like anything else. It doesn't mean they don't exist. It's just everybody's having their own experience, and that's all according to some soul contract or agreement, or that might be where they incarnated from, where they had other agreements and on other dimensions. So it's such a massive universe. Anything can happen out there.
People want to know when the ranch is going to reopen.
No, probably May. We might open a little earlier. We're just going to see how the weather cooperates. You know, if we're buried still under snow, we'll probably keep it closed. But, you know, every spring, there's a lot of work that has to be done, because every year we have winter damage, winter cleanup, trees, branches, other things with, you know, painting roofs, patch, stuff like that. So, and there's a lot of work, and so a lot of it depends on how much damage is done or how much we need to work on, how much we need to clean up, things like that. So, probably usually May 1st we're open, and by then I think everything's done, you know, everything's going to be done. Yeah. All right, yeah. So Robert, the producer, was saying it's a good time to let people know to sign up on the volunteer list, you know. So if you want to come and help, you know, if you've got, you know, any kind of building skills, just cleanup skills, basically, painting skills or whatever, good time to come out and hang out. And we have a lot of fun. You know, we eat really well. We sit under the stars at night. We have campfires and great conversations and tell bad jokes, mostly politically incorrect, and I have no problem with that, so get used to it if you come out to the ranch. And you know, our whole thing is humor. We're really into humor, you know, and humor lifts everything. And so all this PC correct crap, that actually holds your frequency down, and it confines you, it restricts you. So give that one up. We've got just a couple of minutes left. Any more?
Yes. What are your ideas about the global reset? We didn't cover that.
The global reset. Yeah, there's a lot of different reset things going on, and you got to be careful with some of them. Some of them are really good, and some of them are enslaving. So stay away from the one that where you have to give up all your property, all your assets, and you're going to get a check, you know, and whatever else. That's a total enslavement program. And, you know, universal, whatever, I don't know what they call it, you know, stay away from that. But there is a total reset that is in the process of happening. It's going to be a very fair and very just system with a lot of abundance behind it. And a lot of people that have kept us enslaved throughout the years and, you know, their assets are going to go into the pool and when they get taken down. So, you know, and there are assets there already, you know, to aid in the awakened healing process and help lift everybody up out of poverty and cure a lot of the disease and other problems. So, yeah, that's all in the works, but just be really kind of wary on, you know, free. You know, they showed me a picture of you know, it was kind of graphic, but there's a picture of somebody, you know, and there's a bar of soap, you know, and there's another huge guy behind that person. And they're saying, you know, here's your free stuff, you know, but, you know, you better be careful. You've been down to get your free stuff because the government's going to be right behind you. So stay away from all that nonsense. Socialism doesn't work. It never has worked. It's a fast track to communism and dictators and genocide, basically. So do your research on that, you know, stay away from that. But anyway, we're coming up to the end of the hour, so we're going to have to sign off. But again, come back and see us on the 21st at 10:20. Come out right at 10 o'clock. We'll be kind of playing around and setting things up and things like that. So I might talk a little bit before 10:22, but tune in around 10. And we're going to do the big global meditation. And then we'll have some other people come on afterwards. So again, 10 o'clock at... you know, Pacific Standard Time, and tell your friends, because we're kind of late in getting this out, because I just got back from Mexico and haven't had time to put a lot of energy into this, but it takes off. It has its own legs anyway, so it's going to take off like crazy. So anyway, you know, stay out of fear, do clearings, and realize a lot of the things you're feeling aren't even yours. It's the collective consciousness and the earth processing. And, you know, focus on that love and joy and bliss. Get out in nature if you can. And, you know, make your mantra, this too shall pass. And, and just enjoy the ride. And, you know, you signed up for this. Don't forget, you know, you chose to come here for these times, and the Creator's given its best for these times. So it's time for us to get activated, to wake up, you know, ask for initiation, whatever else you need to get you back on track and get your soul activated so we can get on with this. So anyway, have a great evening. We'll see you on the 21st, and happy holidays.